It was 44 degrees at my house this morning. 44, that's right. And right now it's 45 degrees here at 67 Main Street. And let's bring in a very cool Anthony J. How are you doing, Anthony?
Hey, I'm great. How you doing, Marshall?
Cold.
I love just hearing that word, though, after summertime. It's just terrific. 40s? How do you like that? I know you don't like the cold, but it's not real cold.
It's cold enough. I mean, I couldn't take a shower this morning because my heat wasn't working, and the inside of the house was like 52, 53 degrees. So I'm sneaking my house this morning, and I'll get a shower when I get home later on today because it was just too cold.
Now, that's one of my pet peeves is when it's, you know, that period of early fall before, you know, the heat kicks in, when it's not quite cold enough to kick in, but it's not ready to turn it on.
I was just testing it to see if it was ready, and it's not. Because after sitting idle for a year, you got to test it once. You don't wait until it's actually cold. You know, you got to test it once and then go from there.
Right.
But the test failed. Mission was not accomplished this morning. Not accomplished at all. I don't know.
Mondays, too. Mondays are just bad luck sometimes.
I don't mind waking up at this time of the year and it's cold in the house. I don't mind that. I can get, because you know it's going to warm up. But when you test the furnace and the furnace doesn't work, that adds a certain ominous ring to it, you know?
And the forecast going this week, it's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster. It's going to be feeling almost like summer again in a couple days. So it's just, you know, it's warm and then it gets cold. But today it's going to be terrific later today. So I say we'll have a high about 65 by the afternoon. So that's almost room temperature, and so we'll be working our way up. And then if you want some rain, Marshall, I've got it for you for tomorrow. What do you think of that?
I don't want rain. I normally travel into New York City on Tuesdays. But looking at your forecast, not only do I have the UN General Assembly meeting, okay? Not only that, and that means there's just going to be hellacious traffic in the city. But now you're calling for rain, possibly heavy at times.
Yeah. Going to the UN, is that right?
No. But because the UN is in session.
Oh, gotcha.
Everything just gets mucked. And the president's going to be in town. So everything gets mucked up. Yeah, it really does.
So you drive down there or take the train?
Oh, no, drive. I drive. I wouldn't take the train down to New York. Not for what I have to do, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, the Metro North goes right there.
But, it goes right there. Well, it goes right down. Yeah, I can get it in Armenia, and it goes right down. But no. No, I like to drive in and drive back. I like to, because I would miss swearing at all the bad drivers on the way in and out if I took the train.
Yeah, that's a thing. I mean, I for one don't like driving in Manhattan very much, unless it's at night when it's, then it's fun. Any other time I don't do it.
I don't mind driving in Manhattan. I really don't. But I don't like, heck, New York is New York, but to drive down and drive back with what people do, they think they're a NASCAR, and it's just crazy what they do. With that being said, so now, is this rain just from a cold front, or is there a low pressure system or something like that?
Both, I would say. It's really a weather disturbance that's over the Ohio Valley right now, and it's going to be moving northeast, and it'll be arriving here, I would say, after midnight, and we'll have the rain throughout the day on Tuesday. I don't think much in the way of thunderstorms, though, just a right plain old, you know, H2O, you know, during the daytime. But if we locally heavy, there's no flood watches in effect yet. I don't think there'll be too many, but we'll keep an eye on some locally heavy downpours. And as we go, and this is going to clear out by Wednesday morning, and then a cold front's going to skedaddle right behind it and give us some thunderstorms, I think, Wednesday afternoon. So Wednesday will be a day, maybe some sun and then storms. Like a summer day, it'll be about 80 on Wednesday. And then that cold front clears by, and we're back to sunny and seasonably fall weather, I'd say, Thursday. And for Friday and Saturday, keep my fingers crossed, it's looking A-OK for Saturday.
So Friday and Saturday look okay for this weekend coming up. Well, I mean, we had a big weekend. Lots of things go on this weekend. We had lots of cloud, and it was colder than most, but than everybody said this weekend. Maybe because all those clouds hung in there. Is that why it was felt much colder?
Yeah, exactly. We had those especially those low clouds, and there might have been some drizzle around, and a wind coming right from the northeast. There's a big high. There was a big high pressure, or is still a big high pressure over Quebec. So the air came all the way down from Quebec, all the way down to the Hudson Valley. So that keeps it chilly.
Damn Canadians! No, because it was. I'm telling you, it was not really warm at this weekend. At the end of each day, the sun would come out, like the last 2.5 hours, and the temperature would go up, and it would be nice.
Right.
But it was weekend. So about an inch of rain, you figure?
Yeah, I'd say that the forecast running about on average about an inch, give or take, you know, maybe a quarter of an inch or so around the area. So a good soaker, but it's not the type of system that probably will bring, you know, flash flooding. They'll keep an eye on that. It'll be, you know, just a good, you know, rainstorm for tomorrow.
So what'd you do this weekend?
Yeah, let's see. Yesterday, kind of laid low. Saturday, I was out visiting my niece and nephews Saturday. For my niece's birthday, my niece and nephew's birthday. Sorry, they're twins. They turned 5.
They turned 5. All right. And where'd you go to visit them?
Well, they live out in Long Island in Suffolk County, out in St. James, which is where I grew up in Smithtown, which is right next door. And they live right there in St. James.
All right. Yeah. So I want the weather to be good on Saturday because I've got to travel to the New Jersey-Pennsylvania border. My brother's oldest daughter, is getting married on Saturday. So 5:30 in the evening,
wedding.
I have to arrive there. 5:30 in the evening, the wedding is.
I love weddings. They're one of my favorite things to do is go to a wedding and just, you know, party it up and just, you know, and just have a great time.
Well, I love weddings too. I've been married 3 times.
Yeah. You like them even yourself too.
All right. I'll check with you next Monday.
Yes, yes.
All right, Anthony, take care.
You too, Marshall. My pleasure.
Anthony Jay in the Weather Center for Pat Pagano this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.